Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
January 1st of 2025, it's a date that a lot of us are going to remember as the day the year 2025 began with terrorist attacks in the United States. Joining me to discuss the latest on this, as of our recording, Eric Faddis, former prosecutor and defense attorney. This is going to be a very fascinating one to watch and how this plays out. And I want to get your take on this initially. If you can kind of explain, obviously we have the individuals who were initially responsible, at least physically responsible for these attacks at the scene, both of them dead. As of our recording right now, there may be others out there. There may be people who helped in this or planned in this. Legally, where does this go from here with your two main perpetrators being deceased?
Right. So, at least as this investigation is developing, what it appears to some is that there was a larger operation going on. Now the individuals who are dead, of course, they cannot be charged with a crime. Mm-hmm. So criminally, there's no option there. Civilly, is there a way to bring a claim against their estates? Possibly. But is that really efficacious? Hard to say. Really, where the focus is going to be going forward, I think, is determining if there were other people involved, if this was a more concerted effort, if there were other planned violent events, and if there are people who are alive who are responsible for those events, and looking into those folks.
The one we're talking about first, because there's the two that we're kind of grouping the story together now, because it does appear to be connected between the Cybertruck explosion at the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas and the attack in New Orleans. As of our recording, not completely confirmed, but the fact that the two of them went to the same, were at the same military base at the same time, used the same app to get their vehicles. There seems to be a lot in here that kind of makes it, as of our recording, hard to believe that maybe there's not some sort of connection, if not to be a very strange coincidence. Shamsud Dinbar Jabbar is the name of the one who was in New Orleans. This is someone who served 10 years in the U.S. Army. He is a U.S. citizen. He was deployed to Afghanistan, honorably discharged. You know, has a history, twice divorced, father of two kids, 20 and 15. This is not somebody who came in from another country, but obviously was radicalized. You got people here. You have the ex-wife. You got kids. You got that. It doesn't appear that this man really has many assets, at least on the surface, living in a very disheveled trailer home. Seemed to have obviously a lot of mental health issues. What about that family? What about those kids that are out there now? I mean, what sort of repercussion? I mean, obviously they're not involved in this, but the societal repercussions, I guess, is what I'm speaking of for being connected to someone like that. In a legal standpoint, I mean, what sort of advice would you give to that family who very likely is just as shocked as everybody else at this this person did these things.
Oh, sure. So even if there is no criminal case against a dead person, there are national security concerns, and there's an investigation that's going to take place that's going to delve into this person's family, their friends, coworkers, all of that. And so assuming those people had no knowledge of what was going to happen and had no involvement, which I have no evidence that they did, it's probably in their best interest and the nation's best interest for them to be forthcoming, to talk about how did these things happen? How does a person become radicalized? What interventions could have been done? I think those are really important questions in the aftermath of all this chaos.
Let me ask you this. Another, I think, key aspect to this case is not just the fact that you had these two people that were radicalized enough to carry out their version of attacks here, but the fact that we are looking at a real security lapse that did take place, at least in New Orleans. I don't know that I could say the same about the Trump Hotel. Every hotel in Vegas you can drive up to and put your vehicle there. That's not an uncommon thing. I wouldn't expect that much more security for something like that. But certainly the road that the driver went down in Las Vegas that was under construction, their barriers were not up. They were having errors. They were trying to get it ready by the Super Bowl. That right there just seems to be a little insane to me. You have one of the largest New Year's celebrations in the country. We know it's a terrorist target. We have for years. But somehow someone said, we don't have the barriers. We'll put an extra car, a little extra security there, and we'll call it good. This, to me, just seems like an insanely ignorant thing to do, and that may be all it is. It may just be incompetence and people, I don't know, not seeing the possibilities of what people are capable of doing. But that seems like a big glowing error on the part of the city that they did not have this secured better than they did, knowing the potential target that New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, so certainly an issue a lot of people are raising. I'm very familiar with New Orleans. I got engaged there. We go there about once a year. Been to Mardi Gras several times. And so you have Bourbon Street. And what it sounds like is they were sort of working on some barriers so cars couldn't drive in there, because it's something people walk on, especially mm-hmm. on New Year's Eve. And there are also police vehicles trying to block folks. But those didn't work. How many safety mechanisms can we put in place? How safe can we possibly be? Do we need to like bubble off these big areas where there are big events and do something like that? I mean, we get to a point where is there a ton else that could have been done? You know, if they had these barriers erected effectively, would that have stopped the vehicle? Probably. Could that vehicle have chosen a different street or a different event? I think so. And so it's hard for me to think like what else could have been done. Although certainly there are other measures that could have been made more effective.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.